Scott's Jewelers.
Hey, lady, it's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Fine. How you doing, Mr. Scott?
Good, good. Just touching base real quick. See if you're working anything I could help you out with.
Let me ask him real quick. Hold one second.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, bud. Just touching base. See if you're working anything. See what's happening.
Tell me, what kind of studs you got put together that's in the 4.5 to 5 carat total weight and rounds? You got
naturals?
Any? Yeah, naturals. Uh huh. You got any?
4.5 to 5. Let's take a look. White gold, yellow gold, doesn't matter.
Yeah, white gold.
Let's see.
I didn't know if you had 2 pair already made up with EGL or GIA certs put together, like good eye ones or something like that there, H color, I color, or less, worse, for that type of total weight.
That type of total weight, I don't have anything GIA or IGI certed. I have a pair of 411s
okay. That
are EGL certed, JK VVS1 VS1 for 19.4.
Divided by 2, so they're 205 each, roughly, that kind of thing there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I have a couple pairs here. What do you want to spend? I mean,
well, let's see here. You say 19 what?
That was 19,400.
19,400, okay. Yeah, I probably don't want to go too much over that. You know, that's what I'm saying is if we get something, anything, the possibility of getting anything a little bit bigger, close to 2.25, 2.5 each,
let's
that kind
see.
Of thing, that for that price, and drop the clarity grade down to a good I1, anything. Yeah. Why don't you look and see and let me know something.
I got a pair in New York City, the closest I have.
Right,
they're FGSI3I1s. They're
right.
Non-certs. They're in 14-karat gold, 3-prong baskets for $28,000.
$28,000, okay. Yeah,
I could probably
put a little bit more than what he wants to spend, but I'm going to write it down and pass it on to the guy.
Let me do this real quick. While I got you on the phone, I'm going to just look and see if I've got 2.5-karat rounds loose that I could match for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you just
always
take a
possibility too, and you want to be $10,000 each, right?
Well, you know,
not a little bit lower.
Yeah, 19 to 20 range, something. Right, that's what I'm thinking. There's going to be possibility, you know, that I might can possibly sell. Let's put it like that. That the guy's going to want to buy, spend money on.
I got a pair that match pretty good. I don't know. Okay, so there's a 250L SI1 GIA XXX with medium for $10,250, and the match is a 251M SI2 GIA XXX.
Okay.
Again with
so
fluorescence.
L and M then, okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
For $10,040, so you're just over $20,000. I mean, they're not
yeah.
for what they are. Pretty. It's
probably face up decent. Probably so.
I'm looking at the videos from the face. They look pretty darn good. For earrings, these wouldn't be bad. They don't look like LMs. That's for darn
right.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind, and then I'll keep that other one in mind. You said that they're non-certed SI2I1 FTG color. You said that in the 3-prong
yep.
setting. Didn't you say it was what was the for what was the total weight on those again?
Bear with me.
Write it down.
No, I gotta go right back to it.
I just had a call here yesterday, and I hadn't really had time to research a lot
no,
to see
good,
what I
man.
Can find.
I always take care of you here. Hold on. New York City. 5-carat total weights, FGSI3I1s, white gold, 3-prong settings, $28,000.
That's 28. Okay. All right. I'm going to write that down then. And they're EGLs. Is that what you said there, too? Is that right? Those are
no, these are non-certed. EGLs
okay.
were the 4-carats.
Right. No,
typically,
right, okay.
we won't spend a couple $100 a diamond to get them certified.
Yeah, but yeah, on that size, yeah, because you know, I mean that quality anyhow, not that kind of thing. Okay,
right.
All right, I'll let you know. All right, okay, all right.
Yeah,
I appreciate
bud.
You calling. Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye. Okay.